Are you?
Sublime for these niggas, sublime to yourself. I know the real you. Halloween ain't 4 minutes, lose the costume. You need to chill, okay. We running from the targets in the back in the day. And now they rocking the R, now they tracking the dog. Acting a fool, acting a ball, we back in the park. Yo. But I'm still running out of time.
Oops. just jumping in to remind you that this is Odds and Ends, minus Eli plus Julie and Lucy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform,
Radio.
That was unplanned. I'm doing some arts and crafts while we do this. I'm cutting out door decks for my residence.
What characters are you currently cutting out?
I'm doing Shrek and Donkey. I shouldn't be giving this away.
No, but do you have residents in mind who fit specifically that one?
Shrek
and if so,
and
is this like, is this a compliment or an insult?
Oh.
Discuss.
I'm not sure if I know who this is going to be yet, but I'll figure out someone who applies. But it would definitely be a compliment. I love all my residents.
Or so he says.
Yeah.
Except for the ones that don't talk to me.
Dude, and also,
you know who you are.
It's past 10, so we can swear as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have the Bush shower shooter.
Oh, my God.
Does anyone?
I can't believe you just said that.
Anyone I know have the Bush?
All right.
It's not my floor.
Well, I'm not all right.
And I heard it wasn't the first floor.
It may be my floor, the third floor of Bush. We may have had it more than a couple times, and I want to admit.
More than a couple times.
Do you have suspicions?
I don't have suspicions because my residents hate me, but also that could be a connection there.
That would be funny, though, if you were like, I know.
Yeah, if you
heart,
were to make a guess, do you have any sort of...
You know, I think...
You maybe with, don't name them on air.
Yeah. Maybe with the people who maybe left Bush this semester, I can see.
Oh,
if this
I was
happens.
Thinking that too.
Yeah,
I was thinking that too.
Do you think that, or do you think perhaps something worse is going on? Will you have other floors trying to sabotage your floor?
Absolutely.
Do you think
I didn't
want to
say it, but
someone in the studio who has Bush ID access, like Silas?
Yeah.
What would I have to gain from that?
Well, I feel like it makes you look better. Like, if
Cause
you
I don't have a shower shitter,
if, yes,
yeah.
Like, I feel like instantly it's seen. Like, if I had to compare floors and I was like, would I rather be on the floor where there is no shit in the shower, or the floor that consistently
no,
maybe
no,
every
no,
did you
no.
say every day, every single day, every
it felt like that, Lucy. It felt like
no,
that
you have this all wrong because the shower shitter makes people afraid to go to the third floor showers, so people from that floor are going to come down to my floor to shower. I don't want that because I want to have, you know, I don't want all the bathrooms taken. So why would I do that?
I actually didn't prepare for you to have a point.
Yeah, take that.
Well,
I prepared that.
Do Tilton, cover. Do Tilton residents have access to Bush?
I don't think so. Only RAs. So might it be a Tilton RA on the third floor by the name of Madeline Hallin?
I could believe it.
I've heard her name thrown around.
Yeah.
Rumors.
Just by us, actually. Only us have actually thrown her name around, but we're throwing around a lot.
We've done a lot of investigating.
Yeah, that's by that, all. Just vibes.
By just vibes.
Just vibes.
Should we play the next song?
Yeah.
What's the next song, Lucy?
This is 10% by Cage Renata.
Yeah.
bitches. Can ask God, cause that's my witness. You just don't have a clue what to be. Look in your eyes, I see the envy. I don't check for these other bitches. Can ask God, cause that's my witness. Why you trying to lie for them? Pretending who you are, but baby, why even pretend? You're trying way too hard. Ego is not your friend. I only speak the truth, no, I'm not trying to offend. Why you trying to lie for them?
Twice. She may be older.
All right, that was Old Fashioned by the Buttertones. And next up, I'm going to play something from the new FKA Twigs album, because I was listening to it before coming here. And this is the one that I like the most off of it. So I've only listened to it once, so we'll see how it is on air.
I went out with this boy once, yeah, and I met all his family, went to some, like, family barbecue, and in the end, oh, no, you're not my girl, you know, we're just, like, hanging out, aren't we?
Been a long, long road to get here, but you never said what you wanna do.
No.
Oh, my love. It's been a long road, but you never, never said if you're letting me go for sure. If you won't let me go, then you gotta try to hold me close.
Yourself, know your worth, and fuck crying over these stupid boys that don't even recognize the worth in themselves. Just want to steal your youth.
Baby.
shower, let me die. And I'm sitting here with this blank expression. And the way I feel, I wanna curl up like a child. I know you can hear me. I know you can feel me. I can't live without you. God, please make me better. I wish I wasn't the way I am.
That one was Keisha Cole, Last Night. Before that, we heard Monday by The Jam. How are we doing? We're well into the second hour of our program tonight. How do you think it's going?
No comment.
Oh God.
No, I think
is
it's
it
going
that bad?
No,
let's see how many listeners we have.
I think it's going well. I'm having a good time.
Oh, we lost one.
Oh, sweet. I'm having like a good time.
I mean, honestly, I'm thinking about heading over to Naive Melodies.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's no mistakes have ever happened there.
Should our last half hour of the show be unofficially Naive Melodies?
Yeah, can you go ahead and switch? Can you log? You want to log that real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
Sweet. Okay. I'll take over.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Still working on my DoorDex. almost done. last night when I was on air, I was working on the crossword the whole time. Didn't even come close to finishing it. It was really demoralizing. Because I thought, like, oh, that'll be fun if, like, during the course of the show, you know, I finish it.
Is this, like, a crossword for your, like, decorations, or just, like, you're just doing a crossword?
No, not related to the decorations. Oh. Well, I was just doing the Sunday crossword.
You guys always have, like, interesting little, like, bulletin board things. I don't know if it was, like, oh, it's a crossword, and it has these, like, oh, like, DeWick intersects with, like, Carmichael.
No, so I was the decorator.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, right?
Because I currently... idea for my bulletin board is to just basically do what I did last semester, but with new prompts.
I feel like that's fun, too. I feel like people don't live for the bulletin board.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll put out more condoms. My kids will like that.
Yeah. How do you... I wasn't going to ask...
How do I put on a condom? Yeah, no, so, first you gotta unwrap.
Okay, I was like... I was laughing at the idea that you put them on with push pins on the corkboard.
Yeah.
Right. I push pin a bag to the bulletin board, and I fill the bag. And man, my kids just go through them. And like they've told me that like most of them are probably just taking them as a joke, but I don't know.
It's not a joke anymore.
It can't be a joke anymore for that long.
Can't be.
For the whole semester, they were just going through them.
You're like, surely you guys can't be joking. I mean, you guys must be. Come on.
Come on. You must be getting some action. If or just like, or like just start making fun of them.
You know, I feel like this is crossing some lines that I don't want to be on air right now. I don't want to get fired from my job so quickly. So.
Fair enough.
It's funny. Julie's residents actually have never touched it. The bag is full.
The common bag is full.
There's actually more now. Somehow. as if
they came to college with them, realized that they weren't going to use them, and just put them in the bag.
Contributed to the compound. Yeah.
They actually. Yeah. That's so funny. How that works. Shit in the shower and condoms in the bag.
I wonder. Anyway. I didn't have a way to start to finish that sentence. I was going to try and connect the shower shitter to maybe some other things were going on in the shower.
Oh.
I hope that those aren't connected.
I mean, there's a lot of kinks out there.
You
don't want to judge anyone, but hey, that is questionable.
And I suppose the shower might be the most, like, sanitary place to get into that kink.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're listening.
That's terrible, and I hate this.
I just wish they would clean it up afterwards.
That's true. That's very fair. Moving on. I think that's enough talk about shit and about our residents having sex.
All right, don't say it like that.
Enough shit and sex discourse.
Next up, I'm so sorry that a good song has to follow up that conversation. My apologies to the artist.
I feel like it makes sense, though.
Excuse you.
Like, I feel like
are you saying that because it's my song?
I'm saying that because the conversation was fantastic.
I disagree.
That's my small talk when I
really
at a yeah. I
yeah,
mean,
you, you were talking about
good.
What you're like at parties earlier. Is that
and
a
the
common...
answer was not great. And maybe that's why. Maybe because I walk up, I'm like, "What's your major? And how do you feel about like shitting in the shower? Are you
the bush shower?
Are you? Yeah, I keep trying to find people.
I appreciate that, Lucy.
It's an ongoing investigation.
No, I'm worried about it.
And the number one suspect is Maddie.
Yeah, no reason why. I just feel like that would be funny.
There's a lot of suspects out there. You've got in your room, like, one of those bulletin boards with the yarn connecting a bunch of random faces.
Yeah, and it just has Maddie and then a picture of
Jumbo.
And then one line. There's one line.
Yeah, it's not a lot of yarn. It's just one string.
Yeah, Craft Center actually ran out, and I felt pretty confident about my theory anyways. Like, I was like, I don't need to do this whole bullshit of, like, who could it... Like, I know.
Pretty good idea of
like,
who
no
it
more
is.
Questions. Like, yeah.
And it's fine, because she doesn't ever listen to me on the radio, so we can say
no,
this.
No, she won't know that this slander is occurring.
Yeah. But next up, following that great conversation, is paralyzed by... I have no idea how to pronounce her name. Niloufer Yanya.
Never do I to think about the summer through. and time will bend. Till we meet again. Till we meet again. Just like that, the days when each day a statement. Love.
Right, that one was Priests with Nothing Feels Natural. We've got a PSA now, our second of the night. Julie picked this one out, and I have not looked at it yet, so it's going to be a blind read. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I love the PSAs that say that it's from Tufts Educational Radio.
What else would we be?
Are we Freeform? Not educational?
No, just educational.
It used to be pure education, not free form.
Yeah.
Thank you for that PSA, Julie. Go green with rechargeable batteries.
There's somebody who whenever there's like, she just says it a lot, and I think it's really funny. She just is always like, keep it fucking freeform. And I don't know why, but it makes me laugh every single time.
On air?
No, just like in a conversation, like from the radio station. And it's like, if we're going over something, she's like, this, and like, keep it fucking freeform. And it's really funny.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
I would like that as like a email signature.
No, yeah.
You know, Silas, pronouns he, him, from Vermont.
Yeah.
Keep it fucking freeform.
I just love keep it freeform as a slogan in general.
It's very good. Yeah. New Instagram bio?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find what the next song is.
I don't have a great Instagram bio, so.
What is it?
It's just a lyric from a song, because I like changed, I like had, before I had like a self-promotion of yours, like, oh, like, Naive Melodies at like 2 p.m. Like when it was like at 2 p.m. last year, or 4 p.m. I don't fucking remember. And this time I just like chose a lyric from a song, but it kind of looks like a sad boy vibe, which is not my intention.
That's right. It's a Lil Peep lyric, isn't it?
Oh, of course. No, it's from Galaxy 500, which actually might be, I love Galaxy 500, but maybe that is like more of a red flag for somebody to see.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, well.
And I guess that makes you cool.
It makes me really cool and obscure, actually, yeah.
What's your bio, Julie?
I believe it's called The American Dream because you have to be asleep to believe in it.
That's right.
I DM'd that. You once,
oh,
just because
yes,
I liked your bio so much because I thought it was really, like...
I appreciate that.
Thought it was cool.
Don't you also censor Tufts in your...
Yeah, you know, I'm not, like, 100% proud of, you know, Tufts to offer, yeah. So...
No, I've seen people doing that, and it's, like... I saw it and I thought it was really like, I saw it on someone's like Twitter thing and I don't know, I kind of liked it.
I also love the name UMass Medford. I love that.
That's really good.
That's so true.
Yeah. Medford Community College. Not that there's anything wrong with community college.
No. I've heard the phrasing. No, I agree. We had the one by my high school. I always thought was like especially very good.
Mm-hmm.
Orange Coast College. Like shout out and like a
shout out.
It is like the classes they have there. Some of them I have a friend who still goes there and will read me like some of the classes they're taking.
Yeah.
And some of them like that just genuinely sounds so much more like just so much better and more fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a thought, but I remember what it was.
So that you're gonna transfer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this is an announcement. She's leaving us.
Yeah, I'm done. Although I read it somewhere and it made me laugh, which is just like Tufts, third best school on the red line. And it's just like,
that's the, isn't that like the slogan for the Zamboni or something?
Maybe.
Or for one of the magazines?
Don't want to be the Zamboni.
What's wrong with the Zamboni?
Nothing's wrong with the Zamboni.
I don't know if it was a Zamboni. And like, chances are they didn't even come up with it.
I just think it's fun. I mean, it's like, because it like is true, but it just is like funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how, no. Have you ever seen like it's like
is this your stand-up routine?
Yeah, I'm actually.
You ever think about how,
you know, it's crazy?
Have you guys heard of
I've been seeing a lot of stuff about the Red Line recently.
Applause for the Red Line. What do you guys think about this whole Green Line situation going on?
Okay, I want to I want someone at the Daily. I keep on pitching Daily articles yeah. tonight. I don't know why, but I want someone at the Daily.
Write these yourself.
To find out for me if it's true. First of all, I want to say I don't think this is true.
Okay.
But so many people say that Tufts paid $10 million just to get their name on the subway stop.
This person was Lacey Walls.
There's no way that's true.
This is Lacey. You're when you say I've heard somebody, so many people say you are it. Just talking about my girlfriend right now.
Lacey, you're definitely wrong.
Okay, Lacey. So Lacey could be right. I feel like she, no about this.
No, because you get naming rights for just giving money to like build the station. No, it's not like that money is solely to get the naming rights.
I feel like
it's to build the station.
No, but I don't. Lacey said it, and Lacey's like so much smarter than me. So like it has to be true.
Maybe I wouldn't be surprised if they like gave the amount specifically to get the naming rights, yeah. But it's not like
I think that's
they
what,
were paying.
I think that's what that was.
I don't think, but like the way that I've heard people talk about it is like they were building the subway stop, and then Tufts
Beyond,
said,
have
"Oh, we'll give
multiple,
you $10 million."
Have you heard multiple people talk about this,
I
or
have.
Just Lacey?
No,
Walls?
No, no. I've definitely heard it. The first time Lacey and I had a conversation was like last semester.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You've heard this,
and
before
I definitely
okay.
heard it before
okay.
then.
Okay.
Right. And every time I've been like, "No, you're just wrong." There's no way that. Anyway.
You would say that to her? You would look in her sweet face and say that to her?
Are you afraid to confront your girlfriend? Communication is key.
Terrified.
I think you should pick a fight about this.
I will.
On my behalf. Next up, oh my god, what a appropriate song.
Look what she just sent.
What did she say?
Tufts pays $2 million for new MBTA station naming rights from the Tufts Daily.
Wow.
I will be reading that article, Lacey.
Wow.
There's just no way that it's only for the name. It's like the Cummings Center. Joyce Cummings gave a ton of money.
She didn't say anything else. Literally, nothing else. Just sent the link.
No, but it's like
you've pissed off.
Do you think Joyce Cummings wrote a check to just be like, put my name on it?
No,
it was,
but it seems
build a building and put my name on it.
The missus is upset. You've upset.
Maybe I'm just misunderstanding the point, but I feel like when I've confronted people who have said this and I've made my point, then they're like, no, it's just for the naming rights. I don't know. I'll be reading that article,
oh,
Lacey.
Oh, she's typing.
Oh my
god. Okay, play the song.
Alright, well, we have a very appropriate song next up. Family Feud by Jay-Z.
My nigga got on. My nigga got all white, no socks. I nigga got that cocaine on today. That's how you feel. Turn my vocal up. That's how you feel, Emery. Turn my vocal up some more. Turn my vocal up, guru. Turn the music up too. Super Bowl goals. My wife in the crib feeding the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. Kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed. I cooked up more chicken when the kitchen closed. Oh, we gon' reach a Philly first. I told my wife to spill your shit really work. Alhamdulillah, I run through them all. Hoey's home, all these phonies come to a halt. All this old talk left me confused. You rather be old rich me or new you. And old niggas, now stop acting brand new like Tupac ain't have a nose ring too. Nobody wins when the family feuds, but my stash can't fit in the Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear why I'm here, how about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire, I'm cute. Pretty much, if anybody getting handsome checks, it should be us. Fuck rap, crack cocaine, nah we did that. Black owned things, 100% black owned champagne. And we merrily eating off these streams. Y'all still drinking Perrier Juvet. But we ain't get through to you yet, What's better than one billionaire? Two? Especially if they from the same hue as you. Y'all stop me when I stop telling the truth. I would say I'm the realest nigga rapping, but that ain't even a statement. That's like saying I'm the tallest midget. Wait, that ain't politically correct. Forget it. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Can I get an amen from the congregation? Yeah, I'll fuck up a good thing if you let me. Let me alone, Becky. A man who don't take care of his family can't be rich. I watch Godfather, I miss that whole shit. My consciousness was Michael's common sense. I missed the karma that came as a consequence. Niggas busting off through the curtains because she hurting. Kate losing the babies because their future's uncertain. Nobody wins when the family feuds. We all screwed because we never had the tools. I'm trying to fix you. I'm trying to get these niggas with no stripes to be official. Y'all think small, I think biggie. Your whole past is in danger to Mississippi. Out shopping in the mirror taking selfies. How was him or Bill Cosby supposed to help me? Old niggas never accepted me. New niggas is the reason I stopped drinking Dos Equis. We all lose when the family feuds. What's better than one billionaire? Two? I'll be damned if I drink some Belvedere while Puff got Ciroc. Y'all need to stop.
New York City.
New York City Cops, The Strokes. Lucy and I thought of the same story while we were listening to that, about how that was originally part of the album, Is This It? But then, and so it released like that, I think in Australia, with that song on it.
Yeah.
And then...
somewhere not in the US.
Right. Between its original release and its release in the US, 9/11 happened, and the chorus of that song... New York City Cops, they ain't smart, I think,
yeah,
is the lyric.
Like, they ain't so smart.
They ain't so smart. Was no longer a super acceptable thing to say.
People were very pro-cop, like, and, like, pro, like...
Especially every, New York City Cops.
Yeah, especially, yeah.
Yeah.
Post-9/11, so...
So they nixed it from the album and replaced it with Trying Your Luck, I want to say, which is easily the worst song on the album.
I don't know which song they replaced it with, but it wasn't a very... good one, if I can remember.
No, much worse than that song, and that song rocks, and I think we're now at a place in society where you can say New York City Cops, they ain't so smart. Closing in on the last couple songs, we've got the next one from Julia. I already forgot what it was. What was it again?
Comb My Hair
by, since you've been critiquing my pronunciations all night, how do you pronounce this one?
I don't know the name of the artist.
It's just Pretty Boy Aaron. I don't think I messed that one up.
Yeah, thank God.
So, let's hear it.
Look good for you, baby.
Pretty Boy Aaron, Comb My Hair, featuring Tessia.
We can say that.
Tessia and Bruh Nice.
He's trying, guys.
I was gonna say.
Wait, what? Was,
so it's literally spelled Bruh Nice. I was gonna say Brunice. But I realize I feel like Bruh Nice still isn't right, but okay. This is Odds and Ends with Julie and Lucy and your host, Silas. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll play it out with one more. And yeah. Everybody Wants to Love You, Japanese Breakfast.